Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The show that allows you to call in and share your opinions and talk about whatever is important to you. You can do that by calling 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Lori.
And earlier we were talking about lines because there was a lot about the Kentucky Festival that I found fascinating. But one of the more fascinating things was the fact that when we arrived, we saw just this massive line of people. Now, for those who don't know, the festival that we were at in Louisville has a maximum capacity of like a few hundred thousand people, I think. It's 5 miles across. It is an enormous fairground and expo center. So I think the line was probably closer to a mile long, I would guess, because it wrapped around the building, and that was at least a quarter mile, maybe a half mile away. And it was moving so slowly. We had VIP tickets, so we assumed that was just the general check-in line. So we're like, okay, whatever that line is, it has nothing to do with us, and we just walked right by it, versus all of the other people who went and stood in line properly, not even knowing what the line was for. It was just a line, so they stood in it. And there was also this large field there, right? And the second day, we realized we could just cut across the field and cut the travel distance in half, because that's how triangles generally work. And we could either go way down straight and then take a left, or we could just cut across the field. So we started doing that. And again, no one ever said anything to us about it. But once we started doing it, other people started following. They were like, oh, that's actually really smart. I don't have to take the long way. But still, people always stood in that line. If people saw a line, they stood in it.
Well, and that's human nature, too, right? People don't feel comfortable being the first person to do something.
Yeah. And you had mentioned that earlier, which got me thinking about it and looking into it. One of the suggestions they had about this line experiment was to stand at a beach looking out into the ocean. And when someone's within earshot, say, hey, did you see that well? And then, you know, move over a few feet and then point out there and say, there it is again. And eventually this person will also see the well.
Yeah. Or pretend to, at least.
Well, they might convince themselves that they see the well. Or they will pretend to. You're more correct. And eventually you can end up with a large crowd of people claiming to see this well that doesn't exist. And there have been psychological experiments done about this, and that's what I want to talk about now. It was done by Solomon Ash. He conducted an experiment to investigate the extent to which social pressure from a majority group could affect a person to conform. He believed that the main problem with Sheriff's 1935 conformity experiment was that there was no correct answer to the ambiguity. I don't know what they're even talking about here, and they don't provide any explanation whatsoever. So Ash devised what is now regarded as a classic experiment in social psychology, whereby there was an obvious answer to a line judgment task. I think I know what he's talking about with Sheriff's thing. It was about how far a dot moved in the darkness or something like that. So it was really ambiguous. You know, you have no reference point to judge, and they had plants who were saying, no, it moved 3 feet or whatever. And without any reference point, the person couldn't really be sure of their answer. I think that was the Sheriff experiment. But here they just gave three different size lines and they asked which one is the longest. If the participant gave an incorrect answer, it would be clear that this was due to group pressure because the answer is obvious. It's really easy to tell which of three lines is longest. So he got 50 male students from a college to participate in a vision test. Using a line judgment task, Ash put a naive participant in a room with 7 stooges. They had agreed in advance what their responses would be when presented with the line task, and they were always to give incorrect answers. The real participant did not know that and was led to believe that the other 7 people were also real participants like themselves. Each person in the room had to state aloud which comparison line was most like the target line. That's like, here's the line, so which one of these is most like it? And it's the only difference between them is size. The real participant sat at the end of the row and gave their answer last. There were a total of 18 trials that the Confederates gave the wrong answer on 12 trials, which were called the critical trials. Ash was interested to see if the real participant would conform to the majority view. They also used a control where there were no Confederates and only one real participant. Ash measured the number of times each participant conformed to the majority view. On average, about one-third of the participants who were placed in the situation went along and conformed with the clearly incorrect majority on the clinical trials. So even though they knew they were giving the wrong answer, because everyone else was giving the wrong answer, they also gave the wrong answer. Over the 12 critical trials, about 75% of participants conformed at least once, and 25% of participants never conformed at all, which is higher than I would have expected it to be, really. 25% of people resisting peer pressure seems kind of high to me. So in the control group, with no pressure to conform, less than 1% of participants gave the incorrect answer. So why did the participants conform so readily? When they were interviewed after the experiment, most of them said they did not really believe their conforming answers, but had gone along with the group for fear of being ridiculed or thought peculiar.
Wow.
So they knowingly gave the wrong answer, and they were just worried about, you know, being ridiculed for being correct.
See, I'm not like that. I'm like, ha, I was the one person that was right. You guys are all wrong.
Yeah. That's probably why we're libertarians, though, is because we have the capacity to say, hey, Nat, yeah, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, well, the social conditioning doesn't work on everyone. That's us.
I guess so.
Alarmingly, a few of them said that they really did believe the group's answers were correct. So they were able to convince themselves that they were wrong and the group was actually right.
And I think that's a self-esteem thing. I think a lot of people don't trust their own knowledge and their own intelligence. So they're like, you know what? If everybody else is saying that, it must be right.
I don't understand that. If you can see that it's very visibly wrong, how do you convince yourself that it's right?
They trust other people's judgment more than their own.
Whoa.
Apparently, people conform for two main reasons. Because they want to fit in with the group, and because they believe the group is better informed than they are. One limitation of the study is that it used a biased sample. All the participants were male students who all belong to the same age group. This means that the study lacks population validity and that the results cannot be generalized to females or older groups of people. But I'm almost positive someone has repeated this experiment with a wider range of participants, and I imagine it's true across the board. Another problem is that the experiment used an artificial task to measure conformity, judging line lengths. How often are we faced with making a judgment like the one Ash used, where the answer is plain to see? Well, that was the point of the sheriff experiment, if I recall correctly. The answer was not obvious, but people still conformed to the group, and I think the results were largely the same in that experiment. I don't know. It was many years ago where I watched a YouTube video about this topic. This means that the study has low ecological validity, and the results cannot be generalized to other real-life situations of conformity. It absolutely can, though, and we see it right now with COVID-19, and the insane mandates and mass nonsense where people continue to support all of it because they don't want to be peculiar. People are putting on their masks because they don't want to be peculiar. Maybe they don't believe what they've heard about the mask. I mean, there's no actual science to support wearing masks as a method of preventing the spread of COVID-19, but everyone else believes it, and they can't all be wrong, right? So we've seen these effects happening right now, and with the vaccines as well. Everyone says the vaccines work. Well, the media actually says exactly the opposite. They just also throw in there the line that the vaccine totally works, and for whatever reason, people ignore all of the data that the media just provided about how you can still get and spread COVID-19 and still get hospitalized and still die.
And they throw so much guilt in there, too. You know, you don't want to be the one person that's not wearing a mask, and it's like, oh, you're spreading COVID-19, or you clearly don't care about the community, you know, you don't care about the children or the elderly. So there's so much guilt that people are just afraid to receiving that. But, and we even saw it when they lifted the mask mandates. It took like a week for like almost everybody to stop wearing them. And I was like, what is so different from yesterday? You know, like, so I was like a murderous savage yesterday for not wearing a mask in Walmart. But today it's perfectly fine. Like, what changed?
But what changed is that the government decided they were no longer necessary, and surely government knows best, right?
Surely.
As far as I can tell, that's the only thing that changed. But you're right. Even the day after, the number of people wearing masks just plummeted. But within a week, it was almost no one. Some people are wearing them again, I've seen.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? Are people just conforming blindly to what other people are saying?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Last year we told you about Intercoin, and now how they can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money worldwide using their own token. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team there will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, pick out some intercoins for yourself. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And Nikki, you have a story, an interesting story about a doctor.
I do.
Who is talking about vaccine side effects.
Yes, so this is a translated excerpt from an interview with an Italian ambulance doctor who responds to 911 calls.
So they use actual doctors in their ambulances?
I guess so. I was surprised, too, because we do not do that in the United States. We have medics or EMTs, and then they'll transport patients to the hospitals, but they can only do, like, very emergency medicine stuff, so... They're very limited in their scope of practice of what they can do. So it's actually kind of cool that they use doctors in
Italy.
It sounds
like it would be better.
Yeah, it does sound like it would be better because then you can... It would reduce the amount of hospital admissions. But
true.
Where the way the U.S. hospital system is set up and, you know, healthcare and insurance, the way insurance is set up, they want more hospital admissions in the U.S. So from what I understand, it's different in Italy, the way hospitals get paid and everything. So the interview goes on to say, so they're asking the doctor, are you saying that 7 out of 10 fragile people who suffer the adverse side effects of the so-called anti-COVID vaccines die from them? Exactly.
What do they mean by fragile people, do they say?
I think they probably mean like elderly people, like frail, okay. Like weak or sickly people.
And the question was, do 7 out of 10 of these people die from the COVID-19 vaccines?
Suffer from the adverse effects of the COVID vaccine. Oh, no, yes. Do 7 out of 10 people who suffer from the adverse effects of the COVID vaccines die?
Okay.
So out of all the people that are experiencing side effects, how many of them die? So, and this Italian doctor is saying that 7 out of 10 of these people are dying, which, honestly, from what I'm seeing in the United States, does not surprise me. Which is terrible.
Aren't you not supposed to get a vaccine if you're sick anyway?
Yes, that's generally how most vaccines work. I know they'll use a different kind of vaccines. So they'll use vaccines that don't have the live virus in them. So technically the mRNA vaccines don't. But where it's literally editing your DNA, and not only that, where it's such new medical technology... It's just it hasn't been tested enough to give it to these frail, weak people, elderly people, or children.
Aren't these mRNA, I can never say it, vaccines supposed to, like, kick your immune system into gear like it's fighting it?
Yes, but it's kind of doing the opposite.
Yeah, but
what
if,
they do
if they're
is
supposed
they...
to do that and you're already sick, isn't that going to just make you sicker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they program your cells to create the spike protein that surrounds COVID-19's cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then your body knows, hey, these are foreign. Let's attack and destroy these spike proteins. And by doing so, they attack and destroy COVID-19 in theory. But the idea of having your body programmed by a vaccine to produce a certain type of cell seems to me like a bad idea.
And to expose someone to that while they're already sick.
Or pregnant.
Yeah, or pregnant.
Or nursing, or having recently...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having multiple comorbidities, or, you know.
Yeah, it's an overall bad idea, but for some reason, it seems like every government in the world is pushing this on people. Like, every single person, no matter what your condition is, has to get this, or else you can't do X, A, B, and C, or X, Y, and Z, you know?
So I know there are some vaccines, too, that you can't get if you're allergic to certain things or if you have certain conditions. Are there
oh, they have ways around that.
Are there any of those? I know I have eczema, so I can't get the smallpox vaccine. Like,
yeah.
I know that one. Is there any of those for COVID?
The
COVID vaccine?
Not that they're admitting.
No.
I'm sure there are several.
There must
but
be.
But even, like, the flu shot, so they use eggs in the flu shot. So mm-hmm. if you have an egg allergy, you can't get the flu shot.
Right.
Oh, well, they made a different one, so there's always ways that they are getting around this, which in the case of a flu shot, that could be a good thing if somebody wants to get the flu shot, but they're allergic to eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're kind of using it as, oh, well, some people were using it as an excuse, like, I could say, like, oh, I'm vegan, so I can't get the flu shot. and that could maybe be like a little bit of an excuse because I just don't want to get it. But then they're like, nope, we have this other one for you and you can still get it. So it's kind of like a backhanded way at forcing people to do things that they don't want to and limiting the amount of excuses people can have.
Okay.
My excuse is just, I don't want it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That apparently doesn't work.
Well, you work in healthcare.
Yes.
So I don't.
Yeah, so apparently that's not going to work for... Well, I could do a medical or a religious exemption, but they are being very limited with what they're accepting. And this after that, I would have to wear an N95 mask all the time, which is so unhealthy for you. I mean, wearing a mask, a surgical mask, for 8 to 16 hours a day is really, really bad for you. Never mind an N95, which is literally suction cups to your face. I had to do that in the beginning of COVID when I was working in the COVID unit at a nursing home, and I had blisters on my nose because I was working 70 hours a week wearing this N95 mask.
Okay.
One of the things that frustrated me, let me get this out there real quick before I forget again, is that you had all these surgeons who talked about wearing a mask isn't that bad. Just what, like, dude, you make $300,000 a year. Yeah. I would wear a mask if I was making the kind of money you're making. The person working here at the convenience store, they're not making that.
So they say the masks protect other people from you, right?
They initially said that, but they changed it.
But an N95 mask doesn't work like that. It actually protects you from the outside air and expels particles. So why would they make you wear an N95 mask?
No, it works both ways for the N95. So I'm protecting them and they're protecting me.
I thought it was...
It's protecting me from other people.
I thought it was the filter came in and it vented out your breath.
There is no type of mask, but I don't remember exactly what it was. One of the few good things I can say about Keen is that in their mask ordinance, or their mask mandate, they actually did say that those types of masks weren't allowed.
Yeah, and on airplanes they're not allowed either because I had one with a filter on it. It was like an open vent that I tried to wear on the airplane, and they made me change it to a surgical mask, which I'm allergic to, by the way.
So yours had like an open vent? It wasn't like
a... but there was also a filter. There was a filter slip that I would change in and out of it.
Okay. So. And they wouldn't let you do that?
Nope. They wouldn't let me on the airplane with it. But don't you worry. They had surgical masks there ready for me.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
So moving on to the article, the doctor goes on to say... So when asked if 7 out of 10 fragile people who suffer from adverse effects are dying from them, the doctor says, exactly. We can say that these vaccines are making a clean sweep of all the fragile. Now I bring you an example from the last hospitalization I did. We went to the home of a person who already had various ailments, heart disease, chronic obstruction, bronchitis for years, and was nevertheless vaccinated with a double dose. The latter disease, COPD, in medical jargon, flared up after the administration of the vaccination. The patient had 88% oxygen saturation accompanied by strange tonic-clonic shocks, which is seizures.
We're going to get more into this because this doctor sounds like he's seeing some interesting stuff that, you know, that just isn't really being talked about anywhere else. So stay tuned, 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate leaders from both sides of the aisle are trying to come to terms in their standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing cap. Senate Democrats are delaying a vote on a two-year suspension of the debt limit to consider an offer from GOP leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension into December as long as the Democrats vote on their own through the reconciliation process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says McConnell could also simply agree to the current legislation.
There's still an opportunity for Republicans to join us in being adults in the room and ensure that people have confidence in the economic security and their own retirement savings.
President Biden met with a number of corporate CEOs on the need to lift the debt limit.
Now, it's a meteor headed to crash into our economy. We should all want to stop it. Stop it immediately.
This is USA Radio News. An 18-year-old student is in custody after opening fire during a fight at his Dallas area high school. Four people were injured. Arlington police say Timothy Simpkins was involved in a fight with another student. At some point, he drew a weapon and started shooting.
Just based on the information, I know there were more than two or three shots that were fired.
A total of four people were injured, and three were admitted into the hospital. An English teacher named Calvin Pettit had to be rushed to surgery. The Biden administration has announced a $1 billion investment to expand access to at-home coronavirus testing, putting the country on pace to quadruple the number of tests available to Americans by December. On Monday, the FDA authorized an additional rapid at-home COVID-19 test from Akon Laboratories. The White House says they plan to double the number of local pharmacies that will offer free COVID-19 testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. And if you value that, the ideas of a national radio show allowing anyone to call in and express their opinions, their viewpoint, their way of looking at things, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find it over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's what Chris Hickman here has done. Chris is a gold-level amplifier, which means Chris is giving $10 per month to the AMP program. And we thank you so much for that, Chris. It's probably not the best time to really join the AMP program, but it is still joinable. If you're using PayPal or cryptocurrency, you can still join the AMP program. And that helps us reach a larger audience to spread the ideas of liberty, to reach more listeners with our podcast, with our radio show, all of that. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Chris, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope to have something set up relatively soon to replace the AMP program. For anyone who's been watching freetalklive.com, it's almost non-functional at this point. You can't even download the actual show there anymore because SoundCloud keeps changing things and it's making everything difficult to work together. You know, when you're doing this, everything has to work. Now it kind of doesn't. And regrettably, the person who was responsible for making all of that stuff work died last week. That was Michael Hampton. So Now we have to come up with our own solution to these things because none of us have the programming knowledge or capabilities that, you know, he had. So anyway, speaking of people dying, evidently, according to this Italian doctor, 7 out of 10 people who suffer side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine end up dying from said side effects. And I think I have a clearer understanding now that he's talked a bit more about what he means by fragile. They just mean people who aren't particularly healthy, people who have comorbidities like diabetes and stuff like that, not necessarily fragile in the way that we would think of them.
Yeah, and this is translated from Italian, so you can kind of tell in some of like his medical jargon. I'm like, that's not how we say it in the U.S., but
I suspect they use fragile where we would use like unhealthy or something.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. So this article goes on. So basically this doctor is reencountering this story of a patient that he was seeing on a house call as an ambulance doctor. So he got to the house. The patient was at 88% oxygen saturation.
Now, what does that really mean?
For reference, we want people to be above 92. You right now are probably at 98.
Okay.
Or 98 to 100, that's what most people that are healthy are sitting at right now, and was having tonic-clonic seizures, so she was having convulsions.
So your oxygen blood level just means if it's higher, more oxygen is successfully getting into your bloodstream?
Yes, is being diffused to your tissues, yeah, so okay. Is in your blood, but also being... exchanged from like yourself.
Isn't it painful? I mean, doesn't that hurt your like muscles and stuff when they start receiving less oxygen?
Yes. Yeah, well, you become very weak, and it mostly just frightens people because they feel like they don't have enough. Like, you can tell when you don't have enough oxygen to your tissues because you feel like you can't breathe. Even if you are properly breathing, if you're... if the oxygen can't be transported from your blood into your tissues, you still kind of feel like you're suffocating. Because okay. Technically you kind of are.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, oxygen's useless unless you can transport it to yourself. You're like, you're breathing,
sense.
Cool. But if you can't use that oxygen, it's pointless. Which is what we're seeing with people with COVID and a lot of these vaccine reactions. So, since this woman was not epileptic, the doctor thought that it must be acidosis, which is just high acidity in the blood, due to the fact that the oxygen tank which she was attached to was at a very low level. Therefore, I took her to the hospital, as I thought the patient was metabolically decompensated. That was later until we took her to the ER. The rest of the story I learned from a colleague who works in the PO, but occasionally substitutes for an ambulance. The patient had a pleural effusion and a pericardial effusion, which is fluid built up in the lungs and fluid in the sac that the heart is inside of, which is different than pneumonia. People think that pericardial effusion, people think that pleural effusion and pneumonia are the same thing, and a lot of doctors were misdiagnosing that with COVID patients. They were thinking that people had pneumonia, which really they had pleural effusions. So they were intubating people. They were putting people on ventilators. But since there was fluid built up in the lungs, it was not helping. So, and the patient also had...
And the reason I guess they were diagnosing that is because pneumonia also causes fluid to build up in the lungs.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes, but if you look, I'm not a doctor, so honestly, I don't know the ins and outs of it. But from what I understand... On an x-ray, a doctor should be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
So the patient also had capillary leak syndrome, which is when plasma and other fluids leak out of the capillary beds. And so you get edematous, you get edema, so you get fluid in the, I'm like trying to explain this without like going into a bunch of medical jargon, but basically you just become really swollen with fluid in your skin.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know edema was. I thought it was this name of like this hit and miss fly by night rock band from like 2002 or something.
No, but it's also fluid built up in the tissues.
weird thing to name their band.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a band named that. That is kind of weird. I wonder if it means something else too.
They're not worth looking into. They had like two songs that were popular, and then they went away, like most of those early 2000 bands did.
So this doctor is saying that, in his opinion, based on these symptoms, that he thinks it's a neurotoxin toxicity from the COVID vaccine, which many of his colleagues did not recognize because none of them diagnosed it at the hospital. And he says, after all, even us ambulance doctors, if I dare to venture a suspicion of diagnosis, they take me for crazy. So basically he's saying if he speaks out like, oh, I think this might be an adverse reaction from the vaccine, they're like, nope, you're just crazy. And we're seeing that a lot.
You're just an ambulance doctor. What do you know?
And I hear that all the time. You guys are just nurses. What do you know? Well, we're with the patients 24/7. We have more intimate connections and more personable connections with these patients. I mean, we're literally taking care of them, doing, you know, all of their care. So
you would hope that a doctor would be open to any and all possibilities. It's like, okay, well,
yeah,
maybe it is a reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's report it.
And for most things, a doctor will take what a nurse has to say into account because they know that nurses are there all the time where they only see a patient for like 10 or 15 minutes. But for some reason, when a nurse brings up, hey, you know, this patient got their second dose of the vaccine 2 days ago, maybe it's a vaccine reaction. They're like, nope, absolutely not. Most doctors are saying that. They won't even fathom it. I don't know if there's something else that has to do with it.
Well, it would probably complicate their lives if they had to do all of that paperwork while also dealing with all of their other patients. So to get their jobs done, it's probably easier for them just like, nope, I'm not even considering that possibility.
And they probably don't want to be the doctor to diagnose that because they don't want to be looked at like they're crazy. So it's so much easier to be like, nope, that's a crazy nurse than to put their career on the line.
Mm.
So it seems like people are
protecting their careers by killing people.
Yep, and it's tough right now in healthcare, and it seems like a lot of people are burnt out, and they don't even have the extra energy to, you know, do all this extra work. And especially if you feel like you're alone, it's like, okay, so you say something, nobody believes you, and then what? Do you put out all this extra energy to keep making a big stink about it, and then what's going to happen after that?
And then they pull your medical license.
Exactly. Yeah. So and then you have no credibility at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're seeing it a lot across the country from all the nurses and doctors I've been talking to.
And it's only going to get worse. New York is so stupid. They just fired 1,400 people from their healthcare field.
No, it's okay. They're just going to have the National Guard come in.
Well, that's their plan. But I don't think that what they don't understand is, as Kona pointed out to us, the people who are qualified to do that, who are in the National Guard, are doing that at other hospitals in other parts of the country. So it's not adding new healthcare workers. It's just eliminating some and moving others around. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Lori, and Nikki. And we're talking about the current plan by the state of New York, and I assume other governors are going to have the same brilliant plan to mobilize the National Guard. And what most people interpret this to mean is, you know, they're going to have soldiers running who, you know, fought in Afghanistan or whatever, running around giving people shots and stuff like that. That's not really what they mean. And it was Conan who pointed this out to us, I think, last week's Tuesday episode, that no, they mean they're going to have the medical staff within the National Guard, the doctors and the nurses who are already in the National Guard, probably as weekend warriors on call if they, you know, if the United States starts another war, they'll get deployed or whatever. But they're already working at other hospitals and other doctors' offices. And there's only so many of those in the first place. And you're not going to solve any problems by taking those people out of, you know, Cheshire Medical, draft them back into the National Guard, and send them to New York, because then Cheshire Med is just short one more doctor. And you fired the 1,400 that could replace that doctor. It's all very stupid, and it's a bad plan. And it only got worse when you pointed out during the break, Lori, that they're firing people for not getting vaccinated, but people in the National Guard have until, like, June of 2022 to get vaccinated. They have almost 9 months. No, that's over 9 months. It's almost 10 months in order to get vaccinated. So they're firing people who don't want to be vaccinated so that they can forcibly draft people who aren't vaccinated or have no guarantee of being vaccinated and who don't have to be vaccinated until halfway through next year.
Mm-hmm. It's just a giant slap in the face, too. It's like, okay, so us nurses were good enough to work in the COVID units unvaccinated, short-staffed. Like, we were drowning. We were so short-staffed. People were being forced to stay extra. It was ridiculous. But now they're going to fire us for being unvaccinated and then bring in people who are also unvaccinated. It's just...
But you're heroes. Doesn't that make you feel okay now?
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones. We have Kadu calling from Connecticut. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah.
I always take a conspiratorial angle on things, so this view will be influenced by that.
Okay.
But my suspicion is almost that this bringing the National Guard thing in serves their interest in a couple of ways. One is that it makes it look like it's more of a crisis. So they can go like, oh, wow, you know, things are so bad that now, with this COVID situation. Now they have to actually bring in the National Guard. So it aids to that. It creates this kind of atmosphere. They're like, oh, things must be really bad. They've got to bring in the National Guard.
Do you think
and
people are
thing,
genuinely, do you think people are stupid enough to fall for that? I mean,
yes.
Because the reason it's going to get that bad is because they literally fired their staff.
Yeah, I think they are stupid enough because, like, what you're like, and I'm with you, Aria, but people are not paying attention to those kind of details, really, like what caused what. They're just seeing what the after effects. And then they're just going to go by that. They'll be like, oh, my God, now it's so bad that the, you know, military's in there, whatever. But the second thing is, I think it serves their interest bringing in the National Guard, is that, like, it's one step towards the militarization of medicine.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What do you mean by the militarization of medicine?
Well, okay, they've been trying to put a lot of pressure on people to get these vaccines, a lot of social pressure. Yes, there's mandates in some places, but I feel like this National Guard thing is like a further step towards, like, I mean, I don't know exactly what the National Guard does, but I'm assuming it's connected to the military, right? So, like,
they are controlled by the Pentagon, I think.
Yeah, so it's bringing in like a military influence into a medical setting. So I think they're probably very happy that they're even able to do that.
Well, again, I don't think it's likely that they're going to have, you know, your combat soldier in there giving people shots or anything like that. I don't think that's what they meant. But there are a lot of doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers who are also, you know, weekend warriors with the National Guard or the Army Reserve or whatever. And they're going to call those people up, I think. So they probably won't even be recognizable as National Guard members. They'll just look like average doctors who are a little bit more upset than normal because they've been dragged away from their families to go be a doctor somewhere else and get paid National Guard rates instead of their hospital rates.
So when I worked at the nursing home, we had the National Guard come in to, for some reason, COVID test all the nursing home residents, as if a nurse isn't more than qualified to do it. I don't know. But they were dressed like they looked like they were in the National Guard. I don't know it'll be different with the hospitals. It might be. Who knows? I guess we'll find out in New York.
Thank you so much.
At the very least, it's bringing like a state influence into the medicine.
Well, that's been there for a while.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Kadu. I definitely don't want to see the National Guard I don't want to see the state doing any of this, but I don't want the Army, the military, to be in hospitals if it can be avoided. And it looks like it could pretty easily be avoided if you just didn't fire your staff.
Yeah.
But things are different in Italy, where this Italian doctor that we've been listening to is seeing just all sorts of people dying if they develop side effects from the COVID-19. 7 out of 10 of them, he says, go on to die. And as you pointed out, doctors don't want to deal with it. They don't want to face it. They don't want to admit it. Because if they come out saying that, hey, look, I think these vaccines are causing side effects that are killing people, they're going to get crucified in the media.
Yep. And so this doctor also goes on to say that they have accessed the records of the vaccine side effects, and from January to today, we are witnessing an exponential decline in reports because hospitals are the ones that are deciding if there is a correlation or not, not the clinics. So even if a doctor says, hey, this is a vaccine side effect, if the patient transfers to the hospital, if the hospital doctor on staff says, no, it's not, then it doesn't get reported. So the official data that comes out is that there are no side effects, and that there are 1 in 8, and a side effect is 1 in 8 million. I can say without hesitation that this is not true, because in every single shift I do in the ambulance, I get at least one patient with these symptoms. And I'm seeing the same exact thing in the hospitals in the United States.
I mean, even, like, tested common medications and shots have way more side effects than that.
Yep.
But they think that people are just going to, well, they do, buy that this new untested thing that just came out is going to be super duper safe and have no side effects and everything's going to be great.
And they are buying it.
That's crazy.
People are buying it. People are buying into this full force. They are eating up whatever they're fed.
And when you realize what the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines do, which is program your body to create spiky things that go through your bloodstream, it's obvious that blood clots would be a result of that.
Yeah.
Because they're not smooth and circular like cells are. They have places where they can snag each other and create a clot.
So it normally wouldn't be an issue, but the fact is that the body is overproducing them, and that's where the issues are coming from. So if it worked as it was intended, there will probably be minimal side effects. But there is clearly some flaws in this medical technology, but instead of testing it in tweaking it and fixing it, they just decided to give it to every single person on the planet.
Yeah, and then what happens when you mix it with things like birth control?
Yes.
That so many people are on that causes blood clots, smoking, high cholesterol, like all these other things that cause blood clots, and you're going to add one more element on top of that to cause blood clots.
Yeah, and most of the people that we're seeing with vaccine side effects or that are getting really, really sick from COVID are all obese, or they have COPD, or, you know, people all have these underlying conditions which are kind of mixing with, you know, the vaccines or, you know, whatever.
Right, compounding the side effects.
Yep.
See, that's why I won't get the vaccine. I could probably get a legitimate medical exemption for it because I'm on estrogen, which causes blood clots, and I'm a smoker, which also tends to cause blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing that risk doesn't seem like a good idea.
Right. If you just have a job where you sit down during the day, blood clots.
But they also don't care. It is very, very difficult to get a medical exemption, period. And now with the COVID-19 vaccinations, it is so hard to get a medical exemption. It's actually easier to get a religious exemption.
Yeah, because they're denying that there are any medical side effects. They're saying, no, it's perfectly safe. There's no side effects.
They finally found the perfect wonder drug that nothing ever goes wrong.
Exactly. And like this Italian doctor is saying, I mean, there's just a total gap in what's being reported. So if doctors say that they're not seeing this and that it's something else, then it's something else.
And no one's doing anything about it. No one ever will do anything about it because the government insists it's perfectly safe. And you can't talk about this on most social media platforms, but you can talk about it on our social media platform. So head on over there and join us at social.freetalklive.com. You can find us there. That's social.freetalklive.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.